Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a ride groove in Ableton Live 12 and push it into that pirate radio, old school jungle, darker DNB zone. Not just a simple pattern, not just something shiny sitting on top of the beat, but a rhythmic top layer that actually helps the whole tune feel faster, rougher, and more alive. What we're after here is atmosphere with attitude. A ride can do that beautifully, because it lives in the high end where your ear hears speed and motion. If you distort it the right way, it starts to feel like a broadcast signal straining through the haze. That's the energy, bright, gritty, unstable, and still controlled enough to work in the mix. So first, set up a simple drum context. Don't build this in a vacuum. Put down a basic break or a kick and snare pattern, get your project around 170 to 174 BPM, and leave room for a bass placeholder and maybe a pad or noise bed. The reason is simple. The ride needs to interact with the groove, not just sound impressive alone. If you're making jungle or old school DNB, context is everything. Keep your levels sensible while you work. Let the master peak around minus 6 dB so you've got headroom for distortion and processing. That way you're hearing actual tone changes, not just volume tricks. Now let's build the ride pattern. A common mistake is to write it like a techno cymbal line, hitting every quarter note in a straight grid. That's not the vibe here. In DNB, the ride should often feel syncopated, like it's answering the break rather than marching over it. Try starting with offbeats. Put some hits on the upbeat after the kick, maybe one before the snare, and then let the pattern breathe. You might use an eighth note feel with a few gaps, or a sparse 16th note flicker that appears before key drum accents. Even better, think in phrases. Let the ride appear for a couple of bars, then drop out for a hit or two, then come back. That little tension and release is what makes it feel musical instead of looped. Velocity matters a lot here. A small difference in hit strength can make the whole thing feel human and slightly unstable in the best way. Don't make every hit identical. Some can be softer, some harder, some almost ghosted. That variation is part of the pirate radio character. It sounds like somebody is riding levels live, not like a sterile sample pack loop. Before we distort anything, clean up the source. Put EQ 8 first. High pass the ride to clear out low resonance and room thump. Somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz is usually a useful starting point, but use your ears. If the ride is harsh, gently dip the 3.5 to 6.5 kHz range a little. And if you want extra air, don't boost it yet. Save that for later, after the grid is in place. If your ride sample is too long or too washy, tighten it in simpler. Shorten the fade, adjust the start point so the transient is crisp, and trim the decay if the tail is masking your break. This is one of those classic DNB discipline moves: clean first, then destroy. Distortion exaggerates whatever is already there, so if the source is messy, the mess gets louder. Now for the fun part, add saturator after EQ8. This is where the ride starts to feel like it's coming through an overcooked transmitter. Not blown out, not broken, just stressed in a cool way. Start with a moderate drive, maybe plus 3 to plus 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're comparing fairly with bypass. That's important. If it only sounds better because it's louder, you're not actually hearing the effect. If you want more edge, add drum bus after that, a little drive, a little crunch, and usually no boom on a ride. You can use a touch of transient if you want more click, or reduce it if the hit feels too spiky. The main thing is not to turn the ride into fizzy white noise. We want crackle, grit, and pressure, but we still want to hear the shape of the cymbal. A really good approach here is to use two light saturation stages rather than one brutal one. For example, let saturator do the tone shaping, then let drum bus or redux add the roughness. This usually sounds more alive and less fake than smashing everything in one processor. If you want that really cracked pirate broadcast feel, try redux very gently. A small amount of downsampling, a little bit reduction, just enough to roughen the top. Be subtle. If it starts sounding obviously bit crushed in a gimmicky way, pull it back. In an arrangement, the ride should feel like part of the record, not like an effect demo. Another useful texture move is echo, but not as a real delay. Use it almost like a smear or space shaper. Very low feedback, minimal modulation, and keep the mix slow. That can make the ride feel like it's bouncing around an industrial room or a tunnel, which works great in darker jungle atmospheres. After that, check the dynamics. If the ride is jumping out too hard on some hits, use compressor or glue compressor to stabilize it. You usually only need a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Keep the attack fairly slow if you want to preserve snap, and let the release breathe with the groove. That helps the ride stay consistent without flattening the life out of it. Groove is another big part of the feel. If your brake has swing, borrow that motion. Ableton's Groove Pool is perfect for this. Apply a light groove amount, maybe 10 to 30%, to both the brake and the ride so they share the same pocket. That's one of the easiest ways to make the ride feel like it belongs in the jungle rather than sitting pasted on top of it. Now let's add motion over time. Auto filter is great here. Put it after your distortion and compression if you want the tone to evolve. You can slowly open the filter over 8 bars to create tension, or slightly narrow it during busier sections so the ride doesn't crowd the top end. In darker DNB, the movement should feel like pressure building, not like a flashy EDM sweep. Keep it subtle. Small changes go a long way. Utility is also useful for controlling width. For the main section, keep the ride narrow or nearly mono so it stays focused. Then widen it a little for transitions or intro atmospheres. If it's fighting with hats, noise, or other high-frequency layers, pull the width in. Live mixes get cleaner immediately just from keeping the ride disciplined in stereo. At this point, the ride should already feel more like a texture than a cymbal. But don't stop there. Once the chain sounds right, resample it to audio. This is where you can get really surgical and creative. You can chop tails, reverse a hit into a phrase change, duplicate a hit and turn it into a ghost layer, or make little timing edits that are hard to do while the track is still live. Resampling gives you attitude and control at the same time. Try creating contrast between versions. Keep one cleaner ride for the main loop, and another more destroyed version for fills or transitions. That contrast is huge. The dirtier the ride gets, the more powerful it becomes when you pull it back for a bar. That drop in intensity often creates more impact than adding more effects ever could. When arranging, think in 8-bar phrases. For example, you might start with a cleaner ride in the intro, then add distortion and more motion as the track opens up. In the main drop, you may actually want the ride to get a little sparser, so the break and bass can hit harder. Then in the next phrase, bring in a harsher version with automation or fills. That's how you make the ride feel like part of the story, not just background sparkle. Also, always keep the bassline in mind. If the bass is busy, simplify the ride. If the bass is sparse, the ride can carry more rhythmic responsibility. That conversation between top and bottom is a big part of strong DNB arranging. The best tracks know when to let each element speak. Before you wrap up, do a final mix check. Listen at low volume, because that's where balance issues show up fast. Check in mono. Make sure the ride isn't masking the snare crack or fighting the break top end. If it feels too sharp, reduce the drive, cut a bit around 4 to 7 kHz, or tame the high end with a gentle multiband move. If it feels too polite, add a little more drive, shorten the sample, or make the transient a bit more present. One more teacher tip: listen on both headphones and speakers. Distorted cymbals can seem exciting on headphones and painful on monitors. If it still feels musical in a room, you're in good shape. So the big takeaway is this: build the ride as a rhythmic texture, clean it before you dirty it, and shape it so it supports the break, bass, and atmosphere rather than floating on top of them. In jungle and old-school DNB, a great ride can act like a signal flare. It gives you urgency, grime, and forward motion without needing a huge stack of extra elements. Now go build 2 versions, one clean, one dirty. Automate a little movement, resample them both, and test them in context. If the dirty one feels like pirate radio heat but still stays mixable, you've nailed it.